Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here from Epiphany Communications and Coaching. And today we have three guests joining us on It's Your Community. We're focusing on how the City of Westlands Police Department is targeting mental health issues with a new social worker, as well as the announcement of a diversity director in the City of Westland. And joining us to talk about these stories and probably more is the Westland Mayor, Bill Wild. Mayor Wild, how are you?
Hey, Vanessa, I'm doing great. Nice to be on with you again.
Always a pleasure. Police Chief Jeff Dzruzik, how are you, Chief?
Doing good, Vanessa. Thank you.
And the new diversity director, C. Pascal Easy. Mr. Easy, a pleasure meeting you.
My pleasure meeting you as well.
So, Mayor Wild, let's start with you. What prompted you as the mayor to realize that a diversity director would be a good addition to the City of Westland?
Well, Vanessa, it goes back about a year ago that working with the City Council, we put in place the City of Westland's first Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Commission. And, you know, by putting the commission together, I think both the City Council and the administration working with our residents, we were basically saying that we believe that, you know, inclusion or equity needs to be part of our core beliefs in the City of Westland. And so when we put together the commission, and the commission is doing a great job, and they meet quarterly, but I thought that it's something that we need somebody in the City of Westland that's working on that on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, that's something that we've been talking about, but I think at some point you kind of have to put your, to say it in kind of a slang way, you got to put your money where your mouth is. And
yeah.
So now with Mr. Easy on board, we actually have somebody that is working every day on trying to eliminate some of the barriers in our community for people to be involved.
So see, Pascal Easy, how do you see this playing out? How do you see your role playing out as you work, move forward in this position?
I'm optimistic, as it were. Having had a series of conversations with many stakeholders, just to fill their pulse on DEI, get to understand what they're doing, what they plan to do. Just last week, I had a very productive meeting with the chief, the police chief. You know, I got to know a lot of things his department is doing, and a lot of possibilities, things that they have in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. So that's where I am at the moment. I got to know what is available, so as to develop a good framework for moving from there.
That's a good point. I'll get more into collaboration. You make a really good point, Mr. Easy, on the importance of collaborating with all of the different departments and with each other and tying into the work that the mayor is doing in the city. But I want to first ask Chief Dzruzik, a longtime law enforcement career, a long career in law enforcement, Chief, when did you see the importance of bringing on a social worker inside the police department?
Well, Vanessa, I mean, it's something that people have been talking about now for, you know, past couple of years. It's been a pretty popular topic. You know, my opinion, in a police department, we train our officers in a wide variety of fields, but we're not experts in all of them. So what I think we need to do in the path for the future is you start bringing on experts in those fields into the police department so we can use them. Some examples I'll give you is just, you know, over the past 3 years, I did some data checks, and we average about 545 calls for service per year dealing with people in crisis. Mm-hmm. So we've got police officers responding to those, and, you know, a terrible statistic, but in the past 2 years alone, we've responded to 14 completed suicides.
Wow.
So my thought is, you know, with our police officers, you know, we respond to a whole variety of calls for service, anything from a lost child to a suicidal or homicidal person. So now having a embedded social worker in our department gives us the ability to tap into those resources and not just take it as the approach of just as a response, but a follow-up response too. You know, when able, we can take our social worker out on calls for service with us, but when she's not available the next day, she can contact families and help provide additional resources.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mayor Weil, to Chief Jezruzic's point, you know, the conversation of bringing on a social worker as well as diversity directors around the country have been talked about, and Mr. Easy and I talked about this off the air before we started this conversation, about, you know, more and more cities across the country are incorporating these two very positions. You know, what's your thought as the mayor of the city to bring them on? What are you hoping will be accomplished moving forward with these two new positions?
Well, Vanessa, as you said, you know, the conversation around policing is changing throughout the country, and you know, and with us bringing in the embedded social worker, you know, it's a pilot project that we're hoping to expand, and you know, more and more our police officers are you know, being asked to do so many different things at a stop, you know, and we're training them on a lot of different things, but. More and more we're interacting with people that are suffering from mental health, and it's not something people should be ashamed of, but it's more work for the police department. And so I guess with that position, the conversation is going on throughout the country, and with Chief Jezruzic, you know, he's a veteran police chief. He's been through a lot. And he's got the respect of the local politicians and his workforce. And I think he's taken a leadership role. There's some other communities that are trying this as well. And I think that in Western Wayne County, that the West Slam Police Department, you know, leads in a lot of different ways. And I think a lot of the communities are watching us and see how we do this. And then with the DEI director, you know, West Sands, like a lot of different communities where the population, you know, is changing, and, you know, and with Mr. Easy being in that position, it gives us a fresh set of eyes, you know, looking at all the different things we do. And I'm trying to immerse him in everything we do in Westland, because he points out a lot of things to me that I may not see or I may not realize. And, mm-hmm. But a lot of communities, they're really watching what we're doing. And, so, you know, I think we're trying to lead in both of these areas, and these are areas that I think are worthy of a city like West Sand taking a lead in.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Easy, I worked 7 years in Wayne County, and we used to always say that Wayne County kind of looked like the rest of the world. Yeah. You know, it was so diverse. And yet, yes. You know, we kind of lost this ability to try to understand each other and to seek to understand where the other person's coming from. And that's where I think the diversity director is so important, because, you know, we all do come from different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different experiences, different upbringings. But in order to find common ground, we have to communicate and try to understand each other. You know, and I know you're new to the position. You know, what are some of the issues you think that are, you know, issues that we're facing, not just in Westland, but in Wayne County and the state and the country, that we need to address from a diversity perspective today? Like, what are some of the first things you think you're going to tackle? I know you're getting acclimated to the position because it's new, but what's on your mind in terms of what issues you'll be taking on?
Well, diversity also includes diversity of thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And good point.
You know, we don't always see things from the same perspective, from the same lens.
Yeah.
So raising our comfort level to an idea that is dissimilar to ours is part of the conversation. Many communities here do have a lot of people who were born overseas, and they come here, they set up family, they have their kids that are born here in the United States, and they want to be part and parcel. They want to feel a sense of belonging. They want to contribute their optimum to the economic and social life of the community. How do we meet them halfway? How do we understand where they are? How do we help them to understand us as well? Because it's a two-way traffic. It's not a one-way traffic. It's a mutual experience of sharing ideas, making ourselves mutually vulnerable in that we don't stay at our comfort zone. So those are, like I said, it is one thing to come off and be, you know, be prescriptive about those things, but it's another thing, really, it's very important to really get to understand, get to listen to the other person, find out where they are at, and see how you can connect with them there. That's where, what I think should be my focus at the moment, trying to understand the various groups, various businesses that are doing great things. I was commenting at a meeting recently that here in Westland, in the last 2 years, while businesses were closing in other jurisdictions, not other cities, many businesses were opening up here. And many of them are from other communities, minority communities, women-owned businesses. And we feel encouraged that they are looking to Westland as an investment destination. And we want to connect with them that way. So there are so many things on my plate, but I got to start from a point of a greater understanding of all the players, all the key factors, and then we take it from there.
Mr. Easy, you just hit on a point that should be a message on the national platform of diversity of thought. We've lost that ability. You could just go to social media on any given day and see the fighting on social media, because nobody, God forbid, somebody has a different thought process than somebody else. So I really think your message is a national message. And I'm so glad you're starting at that point, because we have to seek to understand each other before being understood, kudos to you. That's awesome, Mr. Easy. I think it's such an important message to make. And Chief, to your point, you know, kind of ties into having a social worker to try to understand where somebody's coming from, you know, what's going on in their life. And, you know, we as the average citizens, we don't really always realize what you as a police department, what police officers deal with, and what kind of issues that you see on a regular basis, where you are dealing with somebody from a fragile emotional state. And so tying in to understand where somebody's coming from a psychological standpoint, I think it's really important. And hopefully that'll turn out to be fruitful for you and the police department, Chief.
Yeah, no, I agree 100% with that. And, you know, we dive in a little deeper in the Westland Police Department also. You know, we brought on a first step domestic violence advocate that works right here out of our building.
Oh.
We've also created another unit. We call it a special victims crime unit. It's kind of a multidisciplinary team. It's members of our detective bureau, but also the prosecutor's office and First Step. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to reel in all these resources to not just focus on responding to the calls for service with them, but, you know, next day follow-ups, you know, what we can do the next day to help get those families the resources they need. Anything from, you know, depression to substance abuse, you know, we've got a team now in place that can help find these resources for people that need them.
You know, Mayor, just listening to Chief Jezruzik and Mr. Easy here, it's just really in line with Westland always being forward thinking in the work that you've been doing in the city for a long time. Is just kind of staying ahead and seeing what's going on and where the needs need to be filled. And, you know, the city of Westland's police department and now the diversity department that you have with this new diversity director is really kind of, you know, moving forward where other people could collaborate and learn from the work that you're doing in Westland, Mayor. So I know you're a big collaborator working with other mayors across the state and the country. You know, do you see more and more cities kind of looking to what Westland's doing and wanting to incorporate that in their own respective cities?
Well, thank you, Vanessa. And you know, I do see that, you know, Westland, we're at the table, you know, not just locally, but, you know, regionally and, you know, statewide and nationally. And, you know, we learn from a lot of the bigger cities, and then we try to, you know, take some of the things that they're doing in maybe some of the bigger cities and try to incorporate it here in Westland. And we share that information. And, you know, I'm fortunate. I'm on my fourth term, and the city's in good financial situation, and I have a talented team. So, you know, we have the ability to kind of, you know, work on some of the other issues that are plaguing cities, and with, you know, the community policing, you know, with what Chief Jedruzik's doing there. You know, like I said earlier, he's a veteran and he's experienced, and he's got the respect of his, you know, his peers and also his patrolmen, you know. And then with Pascal, he's a Westland resident that, you know, was working for another operation in Detroit, and we had kind of had our eye on him for a while, and you know, he was on our housing commission. We knew he was super talented, and this was a way that we could bring him in. And, you know, and the city council is working well with me, and I think that that's kind of the secret sauce. When you have your financial house in order, and you have the administration and the city council working together, you can do a lot of these things, and you can really make a lot of progress. And, you know, we may be leading, but for us, it feels like the right thing to do. And it's something as our community that we want to accomplish.
Well, it goes to Mr. Easy's point is, you know, diversity of thought, Mayor. You have to respect that everybody kind of comes from a different perspective, but you can find common ground. And you as the mayor can do that well with the city council when everybody's willing to accept diversity of thought and say, okay, we may come from different perspectives, but let's come together and find common ground. How can we work together and for the greater good? I mean, that's the whole point of collaborating, right? And finding common ground between each other.
You know, it is. And with Mr. Easy's background, he's actually credentialed in conflict resolution. And anybody that's in the mayor's office will let you know that the one thing that surprises them more than anything is how much conflict there is in the community between residents with their neighbors. And so he's a calming influence. And he's also going to help us too, Vanessa, as we start to have, you know, some more difficult conversations with our community. And I've said it before that mayors, we like to get up and tout all the new things, the new buildings, the new businesses coming to town, all the new economic development. But we're not real good sometimes at leading community conversations around difficult situations. And so that's something that I'm hoping that Mr. Easy is going to be able to help us do that. And he's working hand in hand with the police department, you know, to try to help us recruit, you know, more of a police agency that looks like the community that we serve. So we've got everybody rolling in the right direction, and I'm excited about, you know, the things we're going to accomplish over the next couple of years.
That's great, Mayor. And similar questions to both you, Mr. Easy, and the chief on what I asked the mayor about. You know, a lot of cities have collaborated looking at the city of Westland over the years to incorporate some of the things that the city has done. You know, chief, and you've been forward thinking, the work that you've been doing in the police department for a long time, even with the two positions that you just pointed to. You know, what advice might you have for police chiefs and other police departments listening today in terms of incorporating, you know, a social worker and other positions within the police department to help the work that you guys are doing in law enforcement?
Well, Vanessa, I mean, myself and my colleague police chiefs, we talk about this all the time. You know, it's not like it was years ago when we had many applicants for small numbers of positions. It's kind of the opposite now. Most departments are trying to fill positions with limited applicants. And not only that, all departments are trying to diversify their departments, not just, you know, in Southeast Michigan, but throughout the country, we're trying to diversify law enforcement. So what we've got to start doing together is, you know, the agencies are all seeing value in things like these social worker programs. So now all of a sudden there's a large demand for social workers and more social workers in demand than available. And so we need to grow our resources. We need to work with some of those resources within our department to kind of do some of those other tasks and jobs, giving us the ability to put the officers back on the road and get as many officers back on the road as possible.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Easy, I know your position obviously is new in Westland, but we're seeing more and more departments and organizations and corporations incorporate a diversity director. Do you see yourself collaborating with others so you guys can learn from each other and, you know, along the way, whether it be other cities, other corporations that learn from each other in this position as a diversity director?
As the mayor said, we learn from other cities, bigger cities. You can't, in today's world, you can't operate in isolation. You have to light your candle at other people's experience. So I'm reaching out extensively, learning from what others are doing with the hope that, but you can't just transplant an idea from one locality to another without fine-tuning it to the realities and the demands of your own environment. So we learn, we adapt, We are open. We have to be open to ideas within the context of DEI. It's very essential that you entertain other perspectives, that you don't see your idea as sacrosanct, as ultimate. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm engaging with colleagues in other cities. I connect with them on LinkedIn. I exchange ideas with them. As much as possible, we're going to incorporate ideas that we feel are relevant to our own society, our own community. And we believe that ours should also be exemplary, where other cities will look at us and see what we're doing right and want to copy them.
Mm-hmm. We're focusing on the city of Westland here on It's Your Community. Three guests with us, the mayor of Westland, Bill Wilde, with us. Police Chief Jeff Jasruzic is with us. And the new diversity director, C. Pascal Easy, is with us here on It's Your Community. We have a few minutes left with all of you gentlemen. And I'm going to do kind of like a round robin. What else do you want to share with our listeners before we let you go in terms of the work that you're doing in each of your respective departments? I'll start with you, Mayor Wilde. What else do you want to share with our listeners?
Well, two things. One is the City Council in Westland is going to be adapting. We put in front of the City Council a 3-year balanced budget. Earlier, I talked about having your financial house in order. We're in a position to set a 3-year balanced budget. We're going to ask Council to vote on it on June, the first meeting in June. It's actually June 6th. Once that's behind us, it really sets the table for us to really dig in and get a lot of things accomplished. Then the second thing is, Vanessa, we're working on utilizing the federal American Recovery Act dollars. Westland received $26 million. And as we get our budget wrapped up, we're turning our focus to make sure we use those dollars to invest in our community in transformational ways to help everybody in our community. So we're looking to maybe talk a little bit more about that with you in the future.
Great. That sounds great, Mayor. We'd love to have you back on. Chief Jasruzic, what else do you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
I'll just touch on real quick that the Westland Police Department is hiring, and we're looking for police officers out there. There are, over the years, people that may have considered law enforcement for a career were always hung up on the fact that it's very difficult to commit to a police academy and to still pay bills while they're going through academy. Here in Westland, we're doing something a little different. We're hiring people and we're sponsoring them through the academy. So we have opportunities in a police service aid program, which is a part-time civilian program, which allows people to come in, work in the police department, get to know a little bit about law enforcement, find out if it's the right fit for them. And then if it works out, they'll have the opportunity to apply for our department, and we're hiring people and sponsoring them through the academy. So we have a ton of opportunities here in our department. I encourage people to look at our website and get some information about it.
Great. Thanks, Chief. And Mr. Easy, last words from you for our listeners.
Yes. Many a time when we have conversation on DEI, diversity in particular, it tends to be race and gender centric. But there is more to diversity than just race and gender. There's age, there's economic power, there's geography. There's so many elements to it. And we're going to bring those things to the fore in our conversations. Inclusion is key. We didn't really deliberate much on that. And equity, removing barriers, giving people opportunity is part of what we're going to be doing going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Easy, we'll bring you back on. We can elaborate more with you in a future show. But thank you all for joining us here on It's Your Community. Appreciate all your insight and the work that you're doing in the city of Westland.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you, Vanessa. Any questions or comments or topics you want me to get to me, Vanessa Denha. You can do that by going to Epiphany Communications and Coaching, or find me on any of the social media platforms and private message me there. As always, we remind you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.